By now, you know that remaining calm during a conflict situation is the number one key. Now, in the first video, you've learned about conflict triggers, about how our mind works, and how conflict is simply a difference of values, wants, needs, or expectations. In the second video, you've learned about conflict composure, to see conflict for what it really is, focusing on what's in your control instead of what's not, and remove yourself from the drama cycle. And in this video, we are going to build on it by talking about conflict resolution. If you didn't get a chance to watch these first two videos, watch them now by clicking the link provided, because they are required viewings. So many people were writing in again, they were commenting and asking questions. So it's really fantastic to be part of a community of really great, enthusiastic leaders and learners. What's the most important thing in a conflict? Is it you? Is it them? Is it the place where it actually occurs? Is it all of the above? Well, the most important thing in a conflict is actually the resolution process and striving for a win-win outcome. Now, in this video, I'll show you exactly how you can successfully navigate through and wrap up a conflict situation every single time. I'm Martin Probst, international author and chief education officer at Profound Leadership. And I've spent the last 20 years now traveling the world, studying the field of self-development and human potential. And I truly understand what it means to work in pressured environments and the importance to become the best at what you do. Now, does successful conflict resolution equal walking away a winner? One of my clients used to think of himself as a pretty cool, efficient manager. He was liked by his supervisors, by his colleagues and his team. But he was constantly buried in work and stressed out, while those around him seemed to have it pretty easy. They loved his can-do attitude and offloaded so many of their work tasks to him. He was spending hours and hours at work, completing project after project, and yet the workload never seemed to ease off. He did not want to create conflict by saying no to others, and the new task just kept coming. I discovered that it was his denial of an actual conflict already being present. Here is what you need to do to successfully and calmly resolve conflict. Now, too often we are in denial when it comes to conflict. We pretend that everything is okay, even if it's not, and we hope that the conflict will miraculously disappear by doing nothing. Although we know that this is not the case, and by doing so, we actually make the conflict even worse. We need to acknowledge that there is a conflict and we need to get the conversation started. You see, the problem is not to have the conversation, the problem is not to have the conversation. So let's have a look how we can structure the conversation to resolve a conflict. First of all, create an agreement frame. It's like rules of engagement. We need to have rules in a conversation, especially when it comes to conflict where emotions can run really high. And the rules need to be set up with questions to ensure we create accountability in all parties involved. Let's face it, nobody likes to be told, especially not in a conflict situation. So questions you may want to ask to set up the agreement frame are, for example, is it okay if we have an open mind throughout the conversation? Is it okay if we respect each other by listening to what the other person has to say without interruption? Is it okay if we continue this conversation until we find a solution that is working for everybody involved? Which brings me to the second point. We need to think win-win, which means we need to have courage to stand up for ourselves and equal compassion for the other person. We have four options when it comes to conflict. Either we flight, get out, we freeze, give in, we fight, take over, or we go for win-win, which means we build long-term relationships. And I'm sure you can agree that the last option is the only positive and sustainable option if we want to succeed. Thirdly, listening is key. As Epictetus said, we have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak. So let's go into the actual conversation by starting with the end in mind. Focus on what people involved in the conflict actually want to get out of the situation. In other words, focus on the goal, the big picture, and what common goals there are. By focusing on the solutions and the outcomes, you will actually realize that people will want the same thing, such as respect, appreciation, trust, and connections, as an example. And when people in a conflict situation realize that they want the same thing and have more in common than they realize, they will be willing to work together, which is a great starting point to move forward. Once the outcome is established, identify the current situation, the reality in other words, and ask great questions to clarify misinterpretations and misunderstandings. For example, if the other person says, "You make me angry," ask the person, "How does what am I doing causes you to choose to feel angry?" Or, "You yelled at me, you don't like me." In that case, you can ask, "Did you never yell at somebody you like?" Be curious on what the other people have to say, because this will allow you to ask great quality questions that can easily move misunderstandings out of the way in a split second. Then we need to look at how we can fill the gap between the outcome we want to achieve and where we are right now. This can be done by focusing on the options which we have available to us. We need to ask ourselves, what can we do to achieve our desired outcomes? What else? What else? What else could we do that we haven't thought of so far? What would somebody else do in our situation? So on and so on. And once you've established enough options, then it's time to decide on your way forward by agreeing on the specifics. For example, what am I willing to do? What is the other person willing to do? How are we going to do it? Where and when will we do what we agreed to do? So on and so on. And last but not least, follow up. Don't assume everything is hunky-dory if you don't hear anything back. Maintain the conversation and build strong relationships for the future. So today we've learned about the importance of acknowledging conflict, the win-win mindset, the importance of listening, and the structure of a great conversation that will allow us to move forward and build strong relationships. Once you get the hang of these different strategies, you will be keeping your cool and successfully navigate conflict situations 100% of the time. Unsuccessful managers often interpret negotiation win-win outcomes for all parties as lose or as being weak. They are conditioned for a long time that somebody needs to lose for them to feel a sensation of winning. But in reality, winning is the best long-term management strategies you can apply. How else can you create a supportive environment, happy employees, low staff turnover, and feel calm and collected yourself? If you're watching this, you're a manager who has lost their cool way too many times in the past and want to be able to better manage your emotions. The profound leadership, self-leadership, and conflict strategies are being used by countless successful managers every single day, not only at their workplace, but also within their social environments. Just the other day, one of my past clients told me how he remained cool like a cucumber during a crisis situation at work and was able to turn the situation around thanks applying the strategies I already talked to you about. And of course, many more he acquired from enrolling in our online training courses. And these strategies can help you too. That's why we actually created the 3-step to authentic leadership cornerstone course. Best of all, you can choose how you want to learn. Either you watch me in a video while you explain the various of elements, or you download workbooks, you complete interactive quizzes, whatever suits you best. Now, if you're really ready to join me, we're actually going to take enrollments for the general public in a few days' time. Once we open registration, we will cap our monthly intake numbers due to our generous 12-month personal email support offer. The next video is about conflict prevention. And if you would like more details about the 3 steps of authentic leadership course, I'll give you an overview and show you how it will work for you. I have been reading every single comment below. So scroll down and leave a comment for me. I'm looking forward to reading and answering questions about this great program. And as a famous Swiss Albert Einstein said, no problem can be solved by the same kind of thinking that created it. Until the next time, dare to make a difference, not only in your life, but also in the life of others.